Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. People at work, people at home, people at school, people driving, whatever the heck you might be doing, getting to the money. Thank you for being here. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Okay, we got Monday Night Football about 15 minutes away from kickoff in Las Vegas between the Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. We'll keep you up to date on that game when it gets started. And we've discussed a lot. There's been a lot of news. We talked about the hiring of James Franklin, no longer a member of Penn State. They gave him the boot. He's now going to be coaching Virginia Tech. Jamar Chase suspended one game for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Justin Fields has been benched by the New York Jets. Shedeur Sanders is going to get another start for the Cleveland Browns. And Brock Purdy is back. Congratulations to him. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about somebody else. Well, he's on his way back. His name is LeBron James. LeBron James comes back. Victor Wembanyama goes down. Ja Morant goes down. Paul George is coming back. Did anybody miss him? Possibly. And so we've been into a lot. Thank you so much to Carrington Harrison for joining us to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, the 5-5 Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll have another guest in about 20 minutes from now. We got more coming through. We're going to be joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. Yeah, he'll be here with us in about 20 minutes to talk all things NFL. You missed a minute of the show? You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay, thank you for listening live on your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And a smart speaker, if you have one, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. So much going on. It's a fun day. I guess it's a fun day, unless you in concussion protocol, or you're Michael Penix Jr., you got a busted ACL, or you're Aaron Rodgers, you got a small fracture in your wrist. It's been a busy day. Good and bad news all the way around. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Before we get into some of these basketball returns, we got some stars, varying degrees. Some of them are healthy, some of them are not. Let's talk to Rob. Rob is calling from Tennessee. Rob, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, JR. I just wanted to show you some love. I'm driving Chattanooga, Tennessee guy, just up north of you. And Tennessee Vols season ticket holder. I called in this time back in March, April, about the Nico deal, and wanted to talk to you. First of all, I love your delivery. You've got a great show driving down the interstate. It's a good listen, so I appreciate you, brother. And
well, thank you.
You're welcome. The one question I had for you is the college football coaching stuff going on. You know, I heard during the report that Florida is, and LSU are kind of whining and dining Lane Kiffin and the James Franklin stuff. And, you know, as I look at the Tennessee Vols coach and Josh Heupel and what he's been able to rekindle there, I just don't know, JR, if there is enough quality coaches. And in your opinion, are we looking at a lot of retreads and stealing coaches away from people that are going to need?
But in a lot of cases, this is typically what the case is. I mean, in the new college football landscape, and I can't even say on a football side, on a basketball side as well, it's really just a matter of who's throwing the money around. That's it. Like, who's throwing the money around to attract the guys in? I mean, you talked about Iamaliava, and now he's at UCLA and a disaster with him. Everything is about cash. And so I think there's it's like the wild, wild west, where it used to matter who your coach was because he was a winner or he recruited you to come in. Nick Saban said it all when he left Alabama. He got sick and tired of having conversations about, hey, how much am I going to get paid to play at Alabama?
Right.
And so you got James Franklin, who's coming in. And he's familiar with the area. I mean, Pennsylvania, Virginia, DMV area, mid-Atlantic. It's not unfamiliar territory. And so he'll probably have a leg up in that regard. But is anybody going to look at James Franklin going to Virginia Tech and now they're going to, you know, compete for championships? I doubt it, you know? I doubt it.
It's just crazy to me. Like, like I said, I'm a season ticket holder for the Tennessee Vols, and I'm happy with what Heupel's done. Now, has there been some game management issues against Georgia, you know, against Alabama and even Oklahoma? Yes, but we're relevant again. He's managing NIL. He turned down Nico and his parents when they asked for all that cash, and I respect that. And, would I love to be in consideration for the top 12 and the CFP every year? Of course, you know, that's what I pay for. But it's concerning to me that, like you said, it's really about the dollar and, you know, what happens to Ole Miss? Who do they get if Lane leaves, you know? And then, you know, who does Penn State get? You know, I mean,
it doesn't matter. We're in the era of the haves and have-nots. And so I think we'll always have the same schools that will go through, you know, these stretches where they pop up and win, whether it's a Michigan or an Ohio State or an Alabama. We're always going to have the same old schools beating up on the same other schools. And then maybe every now and then, you know, one will kind of burst through. But I think the days of just absolutely pure domination are over. And I think a lot of that was due to coaching. And I just think right now we're going to have, you know, flip of the coin, because there's no continuity. There's no stability when it comes to rosters and roster building. Every college athlete might as well just be a free agent every single year, you know?
Yeah, that's true. You look at the Carson Beck stuff and $4 million for what they got, you know?
Yeah, go to Miami.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And what did that do? Got them looking good. People were hyped for the Miami train at the early portion of the season, and now who cares about Miami? Nobody. And, like, it changed in 2 seconds. So, and then what happens when Carson Beck tries to go into the NFL next year? I mean, I don't want to beat down on the guy, but, and we can look at Lagway. I mean, this is future Heisman guy here, and then what did we get out of him? Nothing. He got benched. So there's just a lot of questions in college, and it's like flipping a coin right now. We know the schools that will be competitive next year, and then we'll have some surprises that'll pop up. But the days of, hey, we got a player in and he's going to be our guy for 3 and 4 years, is them days are long gone, man. They're over. Done.
Well, JR, keep doing your thing, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Shout outs to you. And I love Chattanooga, man. One day give me a ride up there, okay?
That sounds great, man. We'll have you.
All right. Thank you, Rob, for calling from Tennessee. Shout outs to Rob. Yeah, I love Chattanooga, man. Nice mountains and stuff up there. Boncho, you got to go to Chattanooga one day, okay?
They have a cool minor league baseball team, right?
The Chattanooga what?
I think they're the Lookouts, maybe?
I don't know. I ain't thinking about no baseball in Chattanooga, man. Come on. The Lookout? I'm just going for the food.
Wow, I know that.
The what?
They actually are called the Chattanooga Lookouts.
The Lookouts?
Yes.
What are they, Bandits?
Well, no, the I, the logo is basically just the letter C with, like, the I emoji.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Wow, okay. All right. You going to buy yourself a hat?
I'm more of like a, there was a, another team name that I need to get. I need obscure things. I like the C.
The Isotopes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's like the Atom.
Yeah, the Simpsons, right? Or is there a team that's really named the Isotopes?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes.
Wow.
The Albuquerque Isotopes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought that was, listen, they stole that from the Simpsons, okay? That's what they did. They stole that from the Simpsons. But, yeah, I love Chattanooga. Shout out to Chattanooga. Boccia, what are your thoughts on what he just said? I mean, there is, the coaches get, I don't want to say they get passed around. That has a negative connotation to it. But it is a carousel. Like, okay, James Franklin is going to Virginia Tech. Is anybody going, oh my God, he's going to establish winning, they would hope, at the school. That's it. Like, and then he'll be there for what, 3 or 4 years, and then he won't win, and then they'll fire him. So, I mean, what do we, it's tough in college, man, to put it lightly.
Yeah, when I look at coaching now in college football, I don't want to put them down to the level of just their glorified coordinators, where they need to be the face of the team, right? But their main job is to just coach up these players and draw plays and win games when they come to it. It's not the same as you have to have good morals. You have to have a learning program for these kids when they come in. How are they going to develop? How are we going to get them into the professional league? It's more of just our program here will help you with your NIL package. Join our team. I'm going to coordinate everything and be the best play caller, best coach on the field I can be, compared to in the past where it was, we need you to be coached up in life and on the football field.
Yeah, them days are over. I mean, when you think, there used to be a point in time where you could talk about college sports and the idea of having a scholarship, the idea of, I don't know, maybe going to class popped up. Nobody even says anything about that anymore. Like, the idea of being a college athlete or student athlete is not even a thought. It's like you show up, you get paid, and you keep it moving. And nobody cares about scholarships and getting an education. When's the last time you heard a college athlete really sit around? And I'm talking about the big names. Of course, you think about the teams and rosters. There's a lot of individuals who are like, hey, I'm going to take advantage of this education. But when it comes to the stars and the guys moving around all willy-nilly, like they just want to check. Where can I get paid now? Because you fall into two buckets now. It's how much can I get paid? Can I go to the NFL? And if it's not the NFL, how much can I get paid now? How long can I stick around in college? Because I'm going to make more money playing in college right now than I could potentially make by going to the pros or not going to the pros. I mean, come on. We got a guy, and, you know, his name was just brought up, and Carson Beck. When I see Carson Beck, when I hear him, I think about him, I'm like, okay, here we got a third-string quarterback in the NFL. Carson Beck in the NFL would be annihilated. There's all these conversations about, oh, he can win this and he can win that and, oh, Heisman this. And look, he's good in college. He got himself nice cars and he's wearing chains at his press conference. And every time I see him pop up, I say to myself, I hope this dude has money to the side, that he can rely on, that he could sit on, because he can go to the next level and he can carry a clipboard. And so I hope he's being wise with his money. I see other college athletes. I see guys sitting around on the bench, standing around on the sidelines. These dudes got big old chains on, and I'm saying to myself, is that the best investment of your money when you're, I don't know, 21, 22 years old? You know, what do I know? But do you need to buy a I don't know, $25,000 chain? It's just ridiculous to me. And so thinking about the college coaches, what do they do? I don't want to call them glorified babysitters. You got to know ball. You got to have a staff that's put together. But you also have to be able to say, hey, I will get you paid. And it's as simple as that. So I don't fault any of the old school OG coaches for just saying, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing any of this. So flip a coin. Congratulations to James Franklin. He's going to get paid. Good for him. Is he going to win anything at Tech? I don't think so. And then we got the rumors now about Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss. And, well, Ole Miss will just be left in the background. And what have they done? They've been second fiddle in the SEC. Okay, everybody can't be Alabama. Everybody can't be Georgia. Ole Miss is where they are, and Tennessee is where they are. I mean, there's tiers, and there are levels to all of this. And so we know who the top dogs are, and we know who the also-rans are. And every now and then, somebody will pop up and give somebody a run. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got so much to get into. We talked about some of these injuries in the NFL. I'm going to get to some of the injuries in the NBA. But when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to stick to the NFL. Yeah, we're minutes away from kickoff here in Las Vegas between the Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. But we're going to have a conversation with Sean Syed. He covers all things NFL for Sumer Sports. I mean, Sumer always gets into the data and the numbers. We'll get his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about the Detroit Lions. We got a lot to do. We'll have that conversation with Sean on the other side of the break. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got Monday Night Football underway. The Raiders are hosting the Dallas Cowboys. This is a conclusion of another crazy week of NFL action. We talked about the Lions and the Eagles. We got into the Kansas City Chiefs. But joining us right now on the airwaves is someone who covers all things NFL football, diving deep into the numbers and the stats surrounding the game. We're being joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. Sean, how are you, man?
Sure, I'm doing awesome. As you said, you know, a crazy week where it feels like we're about to head into week 12, and I don't know who is the best team in the NFL. There's so many things still up in the air, so I'm really excited to talk some football.
Well, let's talk about what looks to be the best team in the NFL, one of them, but they still have their problems offensively, and that happens to be the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, even in knocking off the Lions yesterday, one touchdown, force-feeding the ball, A.J. Brown is still trying to figure things out. What is your evaluation of the Eagles up until now? And the scary thing is, they still got time to figure things out.
Yeah, the Eagles defense, I think, has the ability, the coaching, the players to be the best defense in the NFL. It was so much fun going through the film and watching them use Quinyon Mitchell to that short side of the field. They're able to help out Adoree Jackson on the opposite side because of it. Jalen Phillips, just a phenomenal addition to really, really be able to attack the passer. And Jalen Carter playing at a super high level. So I love the defense last year. I really, really love this defense again this year. Now, the offense, on the other hand, is a little bit of a different story. And I think about it like this. If I called up Nick Sirianni and said, Nick, I love your defense, and I have some problems with your offense, I think he would answer me by probably blocking my number, but also saying, we keep winning games. So it's so hard for me because I keep watching this team, and it feels like, hey, your offensive issues are repeating themselves. There's no real rhythm to the passing game. You're not able to create as many easy answers for your quarterback on a consistent basis. Your running game is not as explosive as it was last year, but they just can't lose. So it's so hard for me because part of me thinks they're the best team in the league. Part of me thinks, hey, if you run into a tough matchup, your offense is just going to continue to sputter out and really cause yourself issues. But you know, when you have a defense playing like that, it's really fun to, I think, watch them play overall. And I like you said at the end there, this team right now, this is not what they have to look like in the playoffs. Like, they can still try and hammer things out on offense and maybe be even better than we saw in week 11.
Well, Sean, the team that they beat yesterday, the Lions, I mean, there's always expectations for them in a Dan Campbell era to be competitive in the postseason. But it still seems like the Lions have a little bit of a cap on them. I mean, they can never really even beat the Eagles. What are your thoughts on these Lions and their offense?
You know, I'm not going to say like, oh, the Lions are not a contender anymore just because they lost this game to the Eagles. They're, of course, not leading the NFC North right now, which, funnily enough, that's the Chicago Bears. Of course, Dan Campbell took over play calling last week. Awesome game, I believe, right against the Commanders. This week, I did like the game that Campbell called overall. I thought he did a good job on that touchdown to Jameson Williams. You're attacking Adoree Jackson in a specific way. There were different times. You know, the aggressiveness overall on the fourth down, maybe you even that out just a little bit, but I'm fine with him, you know, continuing to have his personality. I do think, though, the Eagles did a really good job of just matching those guys up front. Like, they were really able to get Goff off his spot, create some pressure. And then I think back to the Vikings game, where the Vikings were really able to attack them on the inside and just create a ton of issues throughout the game. The Lions are still a super talented team. Like, when you have Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, those guys, you're still going to be able to create positive plays. So I'm not going to count the Lions out. I do think if you're a Lions fan, you probably would have felt better about that game against the Eagles if it was played at Ford Field instead of outside in Lincoln Financial Field. But at this point, it looks like, hey, are the Lions going to win the division? I mean, I still feel like they have a good chance. Just because you're a few games back at this point, it doesn't mean that, you know, the rest of the way you're not going to be able to catch up. So I don't want to count out the Lions just yet, where I do think Kelvin Shepard on the defensive side has also done some fun things there.
Yeah, Sean Syed is here with us from Sumer Sports. I want to flip over to the AFC. And we had this chat with Carrington Harrison, who you can hear here on the Infinity Sports Network and based in Kansas City, about the 5-5 Chiefs. What are your thoughts on them? Why are they not moving the football? Why is Patrick Mahomes still have to be Superman with all the offensive weapons who've returned? Is it just a running game? What are your thoughts on the Chiefs?
I mean, the Chiefs are a fascinating story. Last year, they win, I think it's like 11 games, where they're in a one-score game. You're either winning or losing by, you know, within that 7-point range. This year they're 0-5 in those situations. So part of it is like, hey, you can't go into a game against the Broncos, go 1-for-4 in the red zone, have that bad interception. Eventually you're going to give the other team another chance and things are going to bounce against you. I do think in that game against the Broncos, Mahomes, the deep ball, just, you know, it wasn't there, I think. And you kind of see it at different times throughout, you know, this year. In this game, 3-for-12 for 92 yards and interception on those throws that were 10 or more yards down the field. Of course, had that nice connection to Thornton, though. And I do think they ran the ball pretty well against the Broncos, but it feels like they don't have that consistent answer where they're still going to be we're going to spread the ball out, we're going to throw the ball as many times as we can throw the ball. So it's tough because I have no desire to play against the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. I'm much happier to be the guy that hangs on to like the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs way too long and then they lose in the first round than be someone and say, oh, well, these Chiefs are done. Now, do I think they're going to win the division for the 10th time in a row? Probably not, just based on what is left on the schedule, how many games you are back, the Broncos now have the tiebreaker against you too. So that is a really, really interesting thing where, you know, I'm not used to watching Patrick Mahomes have to play that wild card round.
No, nobody wants to see Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. We know that much. And I don't want to say that there's a changing of the guard. It's still early in the season, but we saw the Patriots open up this week against the New York Jets and handle them. The New England Patriots, they got a head coach, they got a quarterback, and it looks like they've been able to kind of turn the tide on things. What are your thoughts on the reality of these Patriots really competing for a Super Bowl? Too soon, premature, right on time?
You know, I part of me wants to say, hey, this is too soon, but you have a quarterback that is playing out of his mind, and you have a head coach that really knows how to get guys going in the right ways, and you have a defense that can be competitive. So as much as I want to say, oh, you know, you're ahead of schedule, blah, blah, you might actually be the one seed in the AFC, which is a wild, wild place to be just on the Patriots rebuild. Whatever happens next year, hey, you face a tougher schedule. Who cares about that? We can play that next year. I love watching Drake May play football. I think Josh McDaniels has done a really good job with him to get him into positive situations, but also just May, he can make plays from any situation. I think he's really comfortable no matter what coverage you throw at him. I think he is doing a better job this year, just limiting some of those kind of bozo plays or, hey, you're being a little bit too much of a hero. And next time you watch the Patriots, just pay attention. Where does May get in the pocket on every single dropback? I mean, it reminds me of another Patriots quarterback. I don't want to compare Drake May to Tom Brady, but every single dropback, he's in the exact spot that he needs to be. It makes his offensive line's life easier. It makes things more predictable. The tackles can push a defensive end past him because they know May is going to be able to step up. So as much as I think and say, all right, well, your offensive line is overperforming. Do you want to play some of these defenses later in the season? Maybe not. I mean, they could easily be the one seed based on the rest of the schedule.
Yeah, Sean Syed is here with us, covers all things NFL for Sumer Sports. A little bit different to talk about the AFC and not have the Ravens there or the Buffalo Bills. We know about that crazy six-touchdown performance from Josh Allen yesterday. What are your thoughts on how the Bills and Ravens kind of fit in right now?
It is interesting, right? And now we've talked about all three teams that were really favorites going into the year, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills. Of course, the Ravens, you know, you have that injury to Lamar Jackson. That's going to be a tough one to kind of start out with earlier in the season. I do think you move Kyle Hamilton down closer to the line of scrimmage on defense. That's able to unlock things a little bit. Feels like the run game, you know, maybe it doesn't have like that same exact kind of oomph that it's had over the last few seasons. And for the Bills, they're another interesting one because I'm not going to count out Josh Allen, and you will not catch me counting out Josh Allen in any sort of way. The defense has struggled. And even, you know, against the Buccaneers where you win by double digits in that game, you still have some situations where now Sean Tucker from the Buccaneers is running through your entire defense. So I think for the Bills, if they want to really get as far as they hope that they can, it's going to be shootout after shootout. And can you rely on Josh Allen? Probably yes. Every once in a while, you might get just, you know, some of those balls don't bounce your way or those receivers are not able to get open in the same exact way. So it's fun. You know, we're so used to seeing the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs lead the division, just take that crown easily. Like, these guys are going to be playing home playoff games and play each other late. You know, let's make life a little bit harder for them. I think that can be fun for us this year.
No, it'll be a lot of fun. If we quickly take a look at things on the NFC side, the 49ers have Brock Purdy back. The Rams are still winning. Matthew Stafford looks like he's an MVP contention. What team do you think has the best chance of unseating the Eagles in the NFC?
You know, part of me still wants to say the Lions, even if we just watched them beat the Lions, but I do think it's got to be the Rams. The Rams played a really, really tight game against the Eagles the first time around. I understand Eagles fans can say, hey, look, like, the Eagles beat the Rams. What do you mean? I still think the Rams pose a lot of different issues where they're, you know, really just differentiated on offense. They'll get three tight ends on the field. Against the Seahawks, they weren't able to really have as much success from that particular look, but the Rams' defense is really, really good. We think about the Rams at Stafford and McVay. Their defensive line is absurd. They're just going to create problems for you all day. They were able to do that against Sam Darnold. They were able to create some of those interceptions because they forced Darnold off that spot, and they're also getting some nice play from their secondary. So the Rams feel like a team where, I feel like I'd still lean the Eagles, even though the Eagles have had some offensive struggles just because of, I think, maybe what the Eagles can do on the defensive end. But it feels like the Rams are going to be a good game for them in the playoffs, where we think back to last year. Of course, that game in the snow went right down to the wire. I think that would be an exciting one if they play for a second time this season.
Well, Sean, this isn't a team that's in contention for anything, but I got to ask you about the Browns. We know that Shedeur Sanders is going to get another start. I don't think that he was prepared yesterday. I don't think the Browns had him ready to play. How could things look the rest of the season for Shedeur? Do you think he's just going to get one more start until Dylan is ready to go? Is this a lame duck season for him? What do you think?
I want to look at the rest of the Browns schedule. You get the Raiders, 49ers, Titans. You also have the Bengals later on your schedule. I'm interested just like the team as a whole, right? You see yourself right now, you're probably not going to be making the playoffs, right? I don't think I'm breaking any news by saying that about the 2-8 Cleveland Browns. I think it's probably positive. You just like find out what you have in your quarterbacks. I think probably from Dylan Gabriel, I think you hopefully have enough of an assessment to make a decision and say, okay, we know like we're going to move on with him, or like, you know, maybe he becomes more of a developmental player. And I'm not going to pretend like, oh, like Shedeur Sanders is going to come in and he's going to play like the projected first round pick that he was in some places, but I mean, just, you know, try and find out what you have in him, right? And obviously the Browns see him in practice. They see him in meetings. They see him go through his entire process. But I don't know, maybe, you know, you're just trying to hit a home run, I think, as the Browns, right? You found these rookies like Carson Schwechter on the defensive end that are going to be kind of solid players for you for the long haul. So I think if you're Kevin Stefanski, hey, you know, you give all of us people and content some fun. Let's throw a little Shedeur Sanders out there.
Well, from one disaster to the next, here in Atlanta, I mean, Kirk Cousins is not the same player that he used to be. You have Michael Penix Jr., who apparently has suffered another ACL injury. What can Atlanta do? They just seem screwed. They're cooked.
You know, and I don't want to add on, the Atlanta Falcons, as you know, I know you know this, notably don't have their first-round pick next year. That might be a top-five pick based on how this is going. It's going to be in the Rams' hands, so you're sitting at 3-7. Yeah, I will say the defense has been fun. There has definitely been times this season where I look at some of the blitzes that Jeff Ulbrich is bringing. I look at the way that Divine Diablo is attacked from that second level, and I enjoy it. But the offense, I think, has felt really stagnant, which is wild for a team that has Drake London, who is playing like out of his mind the last two games, and obviously Bijan Robinson as well. So it does feel like, hey, you're kind of in a lost season right now. And I'm interested to see kind of what that means for this whole regime going forward.
Yeah, some people might be getting a boot sooner than later. Hey, Sean, we appreciate the time and your expertise. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all your work with Sumer Sports.
Appreciate that. You can follow me on Twitter at SciAdSkeem. Check out the Sumer Sports YouTube channel. I do film breakdowns as well. And then, you know, give the Stats and Scheme newsletter a chance, sumersports.com/subscribe. Data, film notes for every single game for the entire season.
Hey, we appreciate it, Sean. Enjoy this Monday Night Football game, okay?
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Thank you to Sean Syed for joining us from Sumer Sports. All the data, all the stats, all the information. We appreciate Sean for coming through and lending his expertise. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you Monday Night Football is underway between the Dallas Cowboys and the Raiders. We'll talk more about that game on the other side of the break. And then also, looks like we got a couple of NBA players who are returning to action. And then we got a few who are just going to have a seat, okay? Now, to get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Justin Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Sean Syed for joining us from Sumer Sports. He came on through to have a chat with us about the NFL. And we got the final week, or the final game of this week. We got the Raiders and the Cowboys at it right now. Now, 3 points apiece. We've already seen a fumble. Crosby knocking a ball away from Dak Prescott, all they get away from it was a field goal. And now these Raiders are trying to get back on the board with a touchdown. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Man, all this NFL news going on today, and I don't want to say this got lost. LeBron James spoke to the media today. LeBron James has basically been in cobwebs and rehab for the entirety of the season. The NBA season is about a month old already, about a month into the season. The Los Angeles Lakers have a record of 10-4. LeBron James has not played. He's been dealing with sciatica down his leg, into his back, since the summertime. And so he practiced with the Lakers G League team over the weekend. And then LeBron James was back at practice with the Los Angeles Lakers today. And so there's a chance, possibly, that LeBron James could make his debut, this season debut, for the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow. Now, what is that predicated on? LeBron James says, it depends on how my lungs feel. It depends on how I feel tonight. I mean, the Lakers are going to host the Utah Jazz, and could we see LeBron James? Let's take a listen to what LeBron had to say earlier today. LeBron, how you feeling, man?
As expected. Obviously, my lungs feel like a newborn baby. That's the most important thing. I got to get my lungs back up to a grown man, and my voice is already gone. One day back, barking out calls and assignments and stuff, and getting my voice working again. So, be a lot of tea and rest tonight.
I feel good, though.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good to be out here with the guys. Miss them.
I'm sure it does. Well, what's going to determine whether or not you play tomorrow against the Jazz?
I mean, we got a long time. I mean, we've been taking literally 1 minute, 1 hour, one step at a time throughout this whole process. So, see how I feel this afternoon, see how I feel tonight. When I wake up in the morning, we probably have a shoot around. So, just got to see how the body responds over the next 24 hours plus.
Now, the Lakers have been rolling 10-4 without LeBron James. You would think adding LeBron would make the team better, right? There's still a possibility that you can upset the chemistry. LeBron James certainly used to operating with the ball in his hands. Both he and Luka Doncic, I think they did a good job last year. We've seen the further emergence of Austin Reeves as a scorer. And so the question remains, how is LeBron James going to fit in? I would think that he's not going to play more than 30 minutes to pretty much start things up and maybe ramp back up. LeBron, how are you going to fit in with this rotation, man?
You know, guys have just been, like, everyone enjoys being around each other and love playing for one another. A lot of guys sacrifice and stuff. Just all, for me, just seeing ways I could just fit in organically, you know, right off the top. I know ways I can help this team right away when I am put back in the lineup.
LeBron James fit in organically? Like, is there a way? I mean, he's a genius basketball player. I don't think he's going to go out there and say, oh, I need to run the show. We know that's going to be Luka. LeBron James can play off the ball. He can go ahead and cut to the basket. He can handle the ball and alternate with Luka. It's going to be very, very different. And Botcher, we've had this conversation. How does LeBron fit in? I think you made the point last week that if he is going to fit in, that LeBron James needs to be the third option for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes, and what he said today in that clip, and just he can find a way to fit in, I think he knows deep down he's going to have a minutes restriction, and he's just going to try to play third fiddle, get his, you know, 10 points because he's got to get the record continuing, and he'll just literally just let Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves score the ball. That's all he needs to do. He'll facilitate the ball, maybe get to Ayton, but he's not going to push himself. And I think he knows that at this point in his career where it's like, I'm getting old, I'm getting sciatica, I can't do this 100%. I'm going to take a step back and wait till the playoffs to become that guy again.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's anything that's a hidden secret. He's old, and everything that he's done up until this point is unprecedented. I think at this point, for him too, because he's a human being, he's not a robot. I think it's all fact-finding. How far can I push it? How far can I go? I think he knows it's not a secret. He ain't going to be out there, you know, playing past 35, you know, minutes a game. But this is new for LeBron James as well. You deal with this, you come back. He's not the flag bearer for the Los Angeles Lakers franchise into the future. We know that's Luka Doncic. They're going to babysit him and slow walk him all the way throughout the course of the season. I mean, LeBron has already missed 14 games here. I mean, the expectation is what, that he hits maybe 50, 55 games? I don't know. It's still plenty of time to go. So LeBron James might make his debut for the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow. J.J. Redick, he had some thoughts. What do you want to see from LeBron? He ain't been a part of the team, man.
When you add somebody who, when healthy, is going to play 35-ish minutes, that has an effect on the rotation. That has effect on guys' rhythm. Like, that's just a natural thing that I think happens for any basketball team. There's some continuity from last year with AR and him and Luka that I think we can build on. But truthfully, you can't anticipate whether it's going to be seamless or whether it's going to be choppy. It's just basketball. It's a little formula of things you got to add, and if you put too much cinnamon in there, your cookie's not that good.
Okay, look at J.J. Redick the baker. You put too much cinnamon in there, the cookies are not all that good. I think it's going to be a rough start for the Los Angeles Lakers. They're 10-4. Like, you're dropping in a guy who's used to having a ball all the time. And he's known to be, I don't want to say passive. LeBron James, he doesn't need to go out there and get shots up and score. We know he wants to participate in the offense. Let's see how he does it. It's going to be interesting. Hopefully we see LeBron tomorrow against the Utah Jazz. I mean, this could very well be his final season, you know, with the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't think this is going to be his final season in the NBA, not by a long shot. So LeBron James might return tomorrow. How about this? We have another former All-Star who decided to make a return today. Well, he didn't decide, he did. Paul George, the Philadelphia 76ers are currently playing against the Clippers right now. The Clippers lead 82-73. Paul George is back, made his debut. So for tonight, yeah, he's looked pretty rusty. Let's put it that way. 9 points, 2 of 8 shooting in 18 minutes. Paul George, I'm assuming he'll be hurt again sooner than later. Joel Embiid is still dealing with a sore knee. What else is new? It's just the body is crap. Yesterday, the head coach of the 76ers, Nick Nurse, he was asked about Paul George playing, and we know he's on the court right now.
Doctors.
You're just doctors, yep. Really? Is yep. It? So, okay, so does he have another doctor's appointment coming up? Or?
Sadly, I do not know.
He's not?
So they're just working together regularly. So.
Okay, so it's basically how
doctor's clearance.
The next, how do you feel after this workout, things like that, talking to the doctor?
It's all the strengthening.
The strength, yeah. Okay, all right.
Making
all
sure right. The strength's there. I think it's quad.
Yeah, quad, calf, quad, it doesn't matter. Paul George is a broken basketball player. It's unfortunate. They gave him all that money to go out there and be broken. Speaking of broken, I may shed a tear about this one. Victor Wembanyama, he's going to be out for a few weeks because he has a left calf strain. Now, if you're the San Antonio Spurs, you ain't playing no games, okay? The last thing that Wembanyama needs, the Spurs need, anybody needs, is for him to have a calf strain that then develops into something else, like, I don't know, Achilles. And so pretty bad here. Victor Wembanyama, we know he missed the end of last season with that blood clot issue. He hasn't had any leg issues in the NBA as of yet, but now he has a calf strain. Not what you want. Also missing in action, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't mind it, Ja Morant going to be out for quite some time here. With a calf strain as well. So, calf strains all over the place. But if Wembanyama goes down for an extended amount of time, it'll be a lot of miserable people, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, come back, give you an update on Monday Night Football. We got this game going on right now between the Cowboys and the Raiders. We'll give you an update on the other side of the break here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.